Blog Talk Radio.
They must have thought I stopped rapping or something. Yeah. Here we go.
Seems like everybody.
Seems like they forgot about
everybody,
it, huh?
Forgot about me.
I'm still the best rapper alive today that I passed. These rappers claim to be king, need to get off the gas. They need to slow down, pump your brakes, you're moving too fast. Because you ain't on my level and you ain't in my class. I'm still one of a kind, God broke the mold when he made me. Then he sent his son, he shed his blood to save me. Now my life don't have to end where the grave be. My game got cola, ain't none of these rappers touching me. I'm killing these tracks, I body these verses. I do it all with no negativity. A curses. Watch for the snakes, cause the enemy, he be lurking. I creep my grass cut, so I see him coming, then I murk him. I can't be imitated, cloned or duplicated. I'm full of that word, and the world can't regulate it. This that holy flow, I'm set aside from the rest of y'all. I'm standing on the word, so you know your boy standing tall.
Seems like everybody
yeah.
Forgot about me.
Forgot about me, huh? It's false prophets on the block, so look on the lookout. And the Pharisees don't practice everything they preach about. See, I ain't perfect by a long shot, but I know who I can call on when the block get hot. You hollin' about you self-made, cut from a different grain. You wouldn't be nothing if it wasn't for the lamb that was slain. You like Lucifer, you tryna take all the fame. But no one day, we all gon' have to bow to his name. No disrespect, but Muhammad didn't die for me. Buddha didn't rise from the grave just to make me free. Yahshua, Yahweh, I'm talking Jesus Christ. He came and made a sacrifice with his life. But you on the track trying to take all the credit. Everything you got, you gon' lose if you don't get it. This money make a preacher lose his soul if you let it. The truth being spoken, don't you ever forget it.
Seems like everybody forgot about me.
Y'all one more. They told me curse God and die one time.
What?
I told them they must be out they mind.
Oh,
I said the devil, yeah, he is a lie. Mad at me because I ain't gonna never die.
Yeah.
See, Satan hate to see me because I look like God. Made in my father's image, yeah, I look like God.
Okay.
I'm on my Nicki Minaj cause I don't want no fraud. But there's a snake in every clique, just ask the Lord. Your boy say he know you, then he'll forget your name. Deny he ever knew you or ever seen your face. And watch the money, man, I mean a man that hold the money. Because he all about the money, he doing something funny. And these preachers all about the dough and the women. I just listen to their word cause they so don't live it. Watch their bread, if something about it, it ain't right. Study for yourself, ain't no shame to keep your game tight.
Seems like
hallelujah. We coming at you hot tonight. Praise God. Amen. I just got a word and it's time to turn up. Glory to God. And we going to turn up tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We going to turn up in every aspect we possibly can. Hallelujah. Praise God. In the words of Little John, turn down for what? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God on the night. Amen. We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. Out there on all the media, social media platforms, we thank God for all of you out there. Amen. On Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, TikTok, we thank God for you. If you're watching this on YouTube, you are watching the recording. So we invite you, praise God, amen, to tune in with us live. Amen. We go live every night. Praise God. Hallelujah. The times and all the information is in the information box. Praise God. Amen. So just call in. Be a part of the live service. Praise God. Hallelujah. Get the blessing live in full effect. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank
Back
you.
In the day when
Thank
people
you.
Could say, Praise God, hallelujah. We used to like going to concerts when people could sing, you know, back in the day. Hallelujah, praise mm-hmm. God. Because the concert was better than the album. Hallelujah,
come on,
praise
come
God.
On.
It was better experiencing it live, hallelujah, than it was listening to the CD, praise God. You'd rather go to the Michael Jackson concert, hallelujah, praise God, than listen to the Michael Jackson CD. Why, hallelujah? Because it's better live. I invite you, amen. I know you're getting a kick out of listening to this on the recordings, hallelujah, but I invite you to call in live. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. Mm-hmm. If you're out there, amen, and you on TikTok, you want to call in live, the number is 848-220-3100, access code 299-299. That's 848-220-3100-299-299. If you got a testimony, prayer request, if you're going to need some prayer, we're going to open up the line later on in the broadcast, hallelujah, amen, for you to do just that. Praise God, hallelujah. Right now, we're going to open up the service with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah on tonight. We just want to thank you. We want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name on tonight. Hallelujah. We want to thank you for your presence being with us on tonight. Said in your word that when two or three are gathered together in your name, that you would be in the midst. So we thank you, Lord, that you honor your word and that you are in the midst of this on this evening, Lord. Hallelujah. We came to magnify you. We came to lift you up, Lord. Hallelujah. We came to tell you how grateful we are that you woke us up this morning. You started us on our way, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that vision that you've given us, that dream you've given us. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you have purpose in us. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you that that purpose is about to fully manifest. Glory to God. We thank you today that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard. To the hearts of men, the things that you got in store for those that love you. And Lord, we love you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we appreciate you. Lord, we want to take time to bind the devil. We want to take time to bind the enemy. And we want to command him by your name to flee from the land on tonight. Flee from our homes on tonight. You have no purpose here in our lives. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and we refuse to let you prevent us from receiving the word on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah,
yes,
Lord. We are ready for revelation. Hallelujah, Lord. Our minds are open. Our hearts are open. Our spirits are ready for revelation on tonight. And Lord, we thank you in advance for everything you're about to do. We thank you for prosperity tonight. We thank you for healing tonight. We're just going to glorify you, Lord. We thank you for deliverance on tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Way before it was a Juneteenth, way before it was a 4th of July, hallelujah. You
come on.
And we thank you for that. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Glory
we thought we was in bondage. Hallelujah. But you freed us some 2,000 years ago. And Lord, we want to thank you. Hallelujah. For our freedom. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. And we
hallelujah.
We lift you up on tonight. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hey.
Hallelujah. Somebody out of glory on tonight. Somebody ought to magnify his name on tonight. Praise
God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Somebody ought to turn up for Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You used to shout when you was walking down the street. You used to roll your window down and hold your head out the window and scream to the top of your lungs. Glory to God. Now that you saved, you want to be all timid. You want to be all sedentary. Hallelujah. All bougie. The Lord said you better come up off that bouginess and get ghetto with your praise. Hallelujah. You better praise him up and down the sidewalk. Hallelujah. You better praise him on the job. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
day, and you're going to still get paid. You better scream hallelujah, thank you, as you walking out the door. You better be a witness to the glory of God in your life. I don't care who you are. Everybody got a reason to praise him. You woke up this morning. Hallelujah. He started you on your way. You got a roof over your head. Hallelujah. Praise God. You had food to eat today. Somebody didn't have that. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I know you had it because you got access to see me. Hallelujah. You got access to hear me. Hallelujah. Praise God. You somewhere, amen, chilling. Praise God. That means God has blessed you. Not that they ain't blessed. Hallelujah. Amen. But you can see your blessing and you still don't want to give him no praise. You still don't want to magnify him. You still don't lift him up. But this is the time. Hallelujah. Jesus said it like this. Hallelujah. The time has come. Hallelujah. And it's coming. When the Father seeks those that worship me in spirit and
in truth. Hallelujah.
The time is now. Hallelujah. Can you worship me in spirit and in truth? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe the word of God says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is he who has made us. Hallelujah. He the one made your crooked path straight. Hallelujah. Amen. He the one opened up doors that couldn't be opened. He the one gave you the connections that they said you couldn't be connected to. He's the one
about
the levels that nobody ever imagined you could go, not even yourself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's the one that did it. You need to know how, hallelujah, that he made you. You didn't make it, hallelujah, on your own merit. Hallelujah. It was because of God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God on tonight.
Hey. Praise and hallelujah. Glory to God.
Before we move forward with the word, the Lord want me to release this into your life. Rebecca, in the book of Rebecca, hallelujah, God gave him a vision. Hallelujah. Praise God. But then he told him what to do with the vision. The message the Lord want me to tell you ain't about Rebecca or his vision. Hallelujah. It's about you and your vision. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me sit up a little bit. Glory to God. About you and your vision. He said, he told Rebecca, you need to write the vision down. Hallelujah. Praise God. Some of us, amen, you need to get a pen and paper. And that vision God gave you, you need to write it down. Then he said, make it plain. One translation said, in big, bold, block letters. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hey, I'm at Psalms 100. I wasn't even going to say this, but the Lord say, release this. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, in big block letters. Hallelujah. So everybody can see it. So those that run with it, hallelujah, can see it. Praise God. Amen. Those that run and tell that. You know, people like to run and tell that. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you know the best way to get them to run, tell that? Say, I got a secret. Don't tell nobody. But the Lord gave me this vision. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Praise God. They're going to tell everybody in the church. The whole neighborhood don't know. Why? Because you told them not to. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They're going to run with it. Hallelujah. Amen. And then he say, though it tarry, wait on it. He say, some of y'all been waiting for a long time. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Glory to God. Y'all been tarrying with me for a long time. Hallelujah, amen. But he say, though it tarry, wait on it. Hallelujah, amen. For it shall come to pass at the appointed time, and the vision will not lie.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God, hallelujah. So the Lord say today, have you written your vision down? Praise God, hallelujah. Don't worry about the naysayers. They going to naysay anyway. Hallelujah, praise God. The Lord say the whole idea is for them to doubt it in their minds. Hallelujah, praise God. But when they see the manifestation, y'all ain't catching what I'm saying. Hallelujah. They don't doubt it in their minds when you tell them. Hallelujah, praise God. But don't even give them a chance to respond. Don't ask them how they think about it. Hallelujah. If you post it on Facebook, turn the comments off. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I just want you to read it and run with it. Hallelujah. So when you see it, hallelujah, amen, because the Bible says a wicked and adulterous generation seeketh a sign. You are that sign. Hallelujah, praise God, but they don't see it yet. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. But when they see it, hallelujah, your DMs going to blow up. When they see it, your voicemail going to be full. When they see it, hallelujah, praise God, your email going to be running over. Hallelujah, praise God. But have you written the vision down? Hallelujah, praise God. Those of you out there listening on Facebook, YouTube, hallelujah, TikTok, Blog Talk, all that, have you written the vision down? Hallelujah, and have confidence that God is going to do what he said he's going to do. Glory to God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, praise God. Write the vision down. Don't be scared. Hallelujah.
Yes,
let's
sir.
Don't give
yes,
them a chance to respond.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God on today. Amen. Praise God for the vision that God has given us. He said, without a vision, my people are going to perish. Praise God. Hallelujah. Why do you think I gave you a vision? So you can lead the people so they won't perish. Glory to God.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God on tonight. Praise God, amen, for everybody that's called in, tuned in, everybody on the phone lines. We are getting ready to go into the word of God on tonight. Praise God, hallelujah, and bringing the word of God. Hallelujah, is my brother in Christ, amen. Praise God, as they say in the world, my brother from another mother, all the way over there on the West Coast. See, I'm down here in what they call the dirty third. I'm in Texas, praise God. He over there on the West Coast, praise God, in California. Amen. And that's my brother in Christ. I'm talking about none other than the leader of the International Jewish Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. I'm talking about none other than my brother in Christ. Hallelujah. The Holy Apostle himself, Apostle Eldon A. Curry, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Apostle Curry, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you as he always does. Glory to God.
Amen. Somebody put those hands together and give God the best praise you can. Amen. Come on, come on. Turn up, turn up. Amen. For the God who is the greatest God. Amen.
Yes.
There is none like him in all the earth. Hallelujah. He is the Lord of lords. He is the King of kings. He is the great I am. He is my everything. He is the living water. Hallelujah. He is the bread of life. Hallelujah. He is the Alpha and the Omega. Come on here, somebody. He is the beginning and the end. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He is him that was and is to come. Come on here, somebody. Somebody clap your hands and give the sovereign Lord God Almighty the
hallelujah.
Biggest praise you can. Hallelujah. To
thank
his
you,
name, honorable Sunday. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
How many of you love the Lord tonight?
Amen.
Amen. How many of you really, really love him? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many every time you think about him, hallelujah, you just want to scream, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes,
he's so good.
Yes.
I believe the songwriter say he's a wonder in my soul. Hey, he's a wonder in my soul. Hallelujah. Bless his name on tonight. Bless his name, Miki Tororobo Shande.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, if you could see what I see, glory to God, you're going to be able to see it, glory to God, because God said, what I'm revealing to you in the private, amen, release it to the public. Release it to those who are under the sound of your voice, because when they're under the sound of your voice, they're under the sound of my voice. Come on here, somebody. Because you
hallelujah.
Can't speak without me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I mean, we can do nothing without him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Amen. Giving honor to Yahshua HaMashiach on tonight. To all of you who are under the sound of my voice on tonight. Amen. Giving honor and praise to my dear, 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 dear brother. Amen. Elder Andre.
Bless you, my brother. Bless you.
Hallelujah. The Prince of Preachers. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen, my brother.
Amen. God is in control. Amen. Before we go deep in the word tonight, thank you, Lord. I want to drop a few things in your spirit. I want to drop some things that the Lord dropped in my spirit. Child of God, how many know that time is winding up? And how many know that the enemy know what time it is, but a lot of us don't know what time it is. But I want to tell you tonight what time it is. Before 2021 left out of here, God told me, he said, two things are going to be in 2022. It would be the year of agreement, because 22 represent agreement. And so God says, it will be the year that heaven and earth come together and come into full agreement for the things of God. And I want to encourage you tonight, if ever there is a time, or ever there was a time, for you to agree with God's word, it's right now. Because as you come into agreement, God's going to manifest his promises to us. Why do you think Yahshua said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done? He didn't pray anything extra with the Father's prayer. He just came into agreement with the Father's prayer that the will of the Father would be done on earth as it already is in heaven. Come on here, somebody. If ever there was a time for you to talk to heaven, it's right now. I said, if ever there was a time for you to talk to heaven, it's right now. I'm going to tell you something else he told me about 2022. He said, it will be the year of his wrath. I don't know if y'all can see or hear me tonight. How many know that the wrath of God is in the land? Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
It's in the land. It's a dangerous time right now to play with God. It's a dangerous time to play Russian roulette with your salvation. It's a dangerous time to try to play both sides of the fence.
Amen.
If you want to be saved, then come all the way over on the Lord's side. If you don't want to be saved, then go all the way over on the devil's side, because the enemy is trying to catch people slipping. Oh, let me help somebody tonight. See, I came from the streets, and God delivered me off the streets. And see, certain things, you know, we live out on the streets, and we would say, don't let me catch you slipping. In other words, don't let me catch you relaxing too much that you don't recognize that you're under attack. And what the enemy been doing, child of God, is he been catching people slipping. Yes, Holy Ghost, I speak that. They have become too lackadaisical in their and what they are supposed to be living for God in this hour. Oh, I ain't got to do all that. It don't take all that to stay saved. Bam! Then here come the enemy. He catch you at a time when you more relaxed than you should be. How many know that this ain't the time to relax? Come on here, somebody. This the time you need to get in a hurry. Amen. Run like your life depends on it, because it do. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
The Lord spoke something to me. He said, this will be the year of my wrath, and many ain't going to make it. Then he spoke to me about 2023. He said, 2023 will be the year of my judgment. And then he said, my judgment, after my judgment, then it's going to be the time of my coming. I didn't say anything. I was just quiet and still while he was talking. And I heard the Lord say, get in a hurry, because you don't have as much time as you think you have. Tell somebody, said, time is winding up.
Time is winding up.
How many of you know that time is on the schedule? Time don't have time. Come on here, somebody. Time is in the hand of Yahshua. Come on here, somebody. And time is in the step into eternity. Come on here, somebody. Wow. When time step into eternity, there will be no more time. Come on here, somebody.
Wow.
That means everything from that point will no longer be affected by time.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
So God is saying, hear my voice, my people. Do not be fooled by the enemy. Know that I shall come when I shall proclaim my time, glory to God. Do not allow the enemy to put you to sleep. Stay awake, saith the Lord. Stay awake. I'm calling you to stay awake. Stay in prayer. Stay in prayer. Stay in prayer. There you will hear my voice, saith the Lord. There I will speak to you, and you shall know what to do, saith the Lord. I'm coming back, saith the Lord, like I said I will, hallelujah. And I don't want you to be lost.
Yes, Lord.
I have chosen you, saith the Lord. You didn't choose me. I chose you. I already ordained for you to be saved. I already ordained for you to be filled. I already ordained for you to recognize my coming, saith the Lord. That's why you don't fit in the world, saith the Lord, because I've already called you out of the world into my kingdom, into my marvelous light, saith the Lord. Time is winding up. Be of the world. Be in the world, but don't be of it, saith the Lord. I have separated you from myself, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Glory.
That's why you're so different, child of God. That's why you don't fit in. You need to stop trying to fit. You're not going to fit. God on purpose. Somebody say on purpose.
On purpose.
Made you and I not to be fitted in with the world. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. Amen. While the Holy Spirit of God is moving, come with me to 2 Timothy. Chapter 3. Before we go in depth in the word, let's have a moment of prayer. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. Lord God, have your way on tonight. Anointing of the Most High God, I pray tonight that you will bless us like we've never been blessed before through your word tonight. Father, I have the green light, whatever you want to say, whatever you want to do, Lord, do it, God. Hallelujah. That you may be glorified, God. Let us hear you tonight, God. Let us not only hear you, God, but let us obey you tonight. We thank you, Lord, that the devil is already defeated. Thank you that he has no part nor lot in this matter. Thank you, Father, that everything that is done will be to the glorification of you. We magnify you and we give you praise, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Lord, let every soul that is connected tonight, Lord, let every soul be blessed tonight, God. Awake us, Lord God, to what you want us to know, to what you want us to hear, to what you want us to see. And we thank you, God, and to what you want us to understand tonight. We give you praise. And we give you the glory in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Amen and amen. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Somebody give the name of the Lord the highest praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah tonight. 2 Timothy chapter 3. I was asking God, Lord, where are we right now? Where are we right now in your word? And this is what he gave me. But this is what he said to me. He said, you're in the hour where the form is going to take over. I don't know if you can hear me tonight.
Amen.
He said, you're in the hour to where the form is going to look so good that people not going to recognize that there's no power with it. They're not going to recognize that it may look like me on the outside, but it's not me on the inside. That's why he said it's not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit. Come on here, somebody. If you're not connected to the Holy Spirit, if you're not connected to the Holy Ghost, you're not going to be able to recognize the phony and the fake when it comes. Come on here, somebody. Because only the Holy Ghost can bear witness to the real. Please say with me tonight. Only the Holy Ghost can bear witness to himself. We don't have to wonder if it's him. If you got the same Holy Ghost, we know who you are. Come on here, somebody. You know that song, The Great Pretender?
Yeah.
But God said, they're not going to be able to pretend no more. Hey! Shababababu kundarabasando. If you've been pretending, God says, I'm going to uncover you and expose you for who you are. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Lord, thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, beginning with verse 1. Is everybody there? Amen. Everybody there?
Amen.
amen on tonight. And the word of the Lord reads, this know also, that in the last day, somebody circle in the last day.
In the last day.
And I want you to get in your mindset that we in the last days right now. Do you know that the grace of God is about to run out for salvation? That's why God is saying, come now and get saved before it's too late. Come on here, somebody. Don't let the devil fool you because he know what time it is. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And he telling folk that they got more time when they really don't. He says that in the last days, perilous times shall come. I want you to circle that word, perilous times. Let's look at this word, perilous. This word, perilously, actually means dangerous times. Perilous times mean it's going to be dangerous not to be on the Lord's side.
Amen.
It's going to be dangerous to try to be slipping and tipping and dipping. It's going to be dangerous to try to play both sides of the fence.
Mm-mm-mm.
It's going to be dangerous because you think you got more grace than what you really have. It's going to be dangerous. Come on here, somebody. Somebody said dangerous.
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 It's going to be dangerous. I want you to get this in your spirit. People trying to play games. But God said, no, we need the time to be playing games. Because it's dangerous. Come on here, somebody. Sorry, God, it's dangerous just to go outside. Holly. It's dangerous. Come on here, somebody. It's dangerous to try to help folks. It's dangerous. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
We are in perilous times. Somebody said perilous.
Perilous.
Now, in Timothy time, he said perilous times shall come. Because they hadn't got there yet. But now, perilous times are here. Come on here, somebody. They are here.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit was showing Timothy what is to come. Come on here, somebody. Verse 2. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. Come on here, somebody.
Lord, have mercy.
For men shall be lovers, not of women. Come on here, somebody. But of their own selves. Come on here, somebody. That means now, amen, men are more drawn to other men than they are to a woman. Oh, don't nobody want to say nothing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Men nowadays got more switch than the woman. Come on here, somebody. Men nowadays are more into their feelings than the woman is. Come on here, somebody. Men want another man more than they want what God designed us to desire, which is a beautiful woman. Come on here, somebody. That's why the women is turning to other women because they can't find a man that ain't on the down low that really want to be the man of their dreams. Come on here, somebody.
Come on.
Oh, I know it's tight, but thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Most men now become the man of their nightmare because they're trying to chase another man. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But Timothy saw this coming. In other words, he saw the day when that homosexual spirit would take over the land. Well, he started off first with the men shall be lovers of their own selves. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And then he says, covetous. People don't want to go out and work and get it for themselves. They want to cover what you got. Come on here, somebody. And it's sad because they don't want to put forth the effort, but they want to try to ride off of you and say, well, I want that what you got. No, that belongs to me.
Come on.
And they can't be your true brother or true sister because they coveted what you want. And it's something they hard to get you because they can't get it and they want it and they don't want to see you with it. Oh, come on here, somebody.
Ooh, my goodness, Lord.
And then they try to make you feel bad when you got something that God they gave you and now they want to cover it. Can I borrow it? Can I see it? Ain't nothing wrong with you looking at it. And if God give me the green light, I'll let you borrow it. But I'm not going to do it if God said, no, they covered it. Every time you turn around, they own it. Come on here, somebody.
Wow.
Got to watch out for folk like that. Because after a while, amen, they will have plans of taking it. Come on here, somebody. And then they're going to start hating on you because you got something that they don't have. Come on here, somebody. But don't you let nobody make you feel bad because God is blessing you. Oh, speak, Holy Ghost. Speak, Holy Ghost. Don't you let nobody make you feel guilty because God got favor on you and they want what you got, but they don't have the nerve to tell you that they jealous of what you got. They just give you little looks and whatnot and start talking, amen, amen, on the side, amen, because they don't possess what God has given you. Come on here, somebody. That's why the Lord said, thou shalt not covet. Come on here, somebody.
Come on, preacher.
Come on.
What your neighbor got. What you got.
Mm-hmm.
God removed certain people from around you because he sees that they got a covenant spirit on them. And you wonder why you want my stuff. Because your stuff is better. Come on here, somebody.
Come on.
Why? Because God's hand is on it. Come on here, somebody.
Tell right.
Somebody, say, neighbor, watch them coveting folk. Hallelujah. The folk don't want to covet your stuff all the time.
That's
covetous. Then he said, boasters.
Mm.
Braggers. Hallelujah.
Wow.
They not bragging on God. They boasting about what they doing. Look how I'm blowing up. Look what I'm doing. Have you seen me lately? Have you heard me lately? I'm just out of sight. I'm dynamite. I'm out of sight. You never hear him say nothing about, man, I just thank God for giving me the opportunity. Man, I just can't believe what God is doing for me right now.
Lord, hallelujah. Mm.
Anytime you hear a person give more homage to themselves than to God, run from them. That's a boaster. Because they want to take all the credit like it ain't God that's doing the work. Come on here, somebody.
Mm.
But he said, these are the kind of people you're going to run into in the last day. Hallelujah. So we already looking at that we're going to run into men who are going to be loving of their own stuff, covetous people, coveting his stuff. Then you got boasters that's bragging on their own stuff, bragging about everything but God. They're ready to give glory to everything but God. But mainly, they're going to brag about who? Themselves. Come on here, somebody.
Wow.
Come on now.
And then you got proud folk. Come on here, somebody. Proud folk is arrogant folk. They just think they're all of that in a bag of chips. Come on here, somebody. But you never hear them say that God is all that.
Come
in
on
the
now.
Bag.
Lord, hallelujah.
The reason why they can't humble themselves is because they got an arrogant spirit on them. Hallelujah. They proud. Come on here, somebody. And how many know that God will leave you right in your proudness? Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why God has to knock some of us off our proud horse. Come on here, somebody. So that we can humble ourselves, so we can submit to the authority and the dominion and the power of the Almighty God. Somebody give God a praise.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And then he says, blasphemers. Come on here, somebody. Blasphemers are those who curse God out. Blasphemers are those that give credit to the devil, but glory really belongs to God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Blaspheming is when you call the Holy Ghost a devil. Come on here, somebody. Blaspheming is when you call yourself a Jew and you are not. Come on here, somebody. That's blaspheming. Come on here, somebody. Oh, it's in the book. But Yahshua said in the last days, we're going to run into all kind of what? Blasphemers. Come on here, somebody. Calling the devil God. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Blasphemers. Calling God the devil, blaspheming. Come on here, somebody. Then it says that the children will be disobedient to parents. Come on here, somebody.
Oh, Lord. We see that every day.
Can't tell the kids nothing. They don't believe nothing. They got to go out and experience everything. Glory to God. They question you. Glory to God. They try to seem like they had you instead of you having them. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Think they just got here and know everything? We in perilous times, y'all. How many know you got to pray an obedient spirit over your children? Every day, every second, every minute, every hour. Why? Because they in the spirit of disobedience
Can y'all still hear me? The devil is a lie. Can y'all still hear me tonight?
Amen. There you go. We hear you.
Can y'all still hear me?
Amen.
The devil don't want this word to get out. But all he's going to make me do is preach even harder. Come on here, somebody.
Come
on. The Bible says that in the last days, children will be disobedient to their parents.
Mm-hmm.
You find kids, when they send Junior to the room, Junior don't just go in the room. He go in there and make a bomb and blow everybody up. Junior go in the room, go into his bed to get a semi-automatic, and then come out of there shooting everybody. But that's called a rebellious spirit. That's called a stubborn spirit. And we as parents got to take back our authority over our children. Come on here, somebody. How many know that if we be afraid of them, then they're going to turn around and shame us? Come on here, somebody.
Yes,
Lord. If we don't put our discipline down, God is saying that if we spare the rod, and I ain't talking about going there and beat them, I'm saying get their attention. Don't let them run over you.
Amen.
Let me talk to every parent tonight. Don't allow your children to rule you.
Yes, Lord.
God gave us the authority. Come on here, somebody. And so I want to encourage everyone tonight, amen. Let's get back on our post. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And then he says, unthankful. Unthankful. We're in the hour of child of God where people are going to lose their gratitude. They're going to stop thanking God for what he do. I don't know if you can hear me tonight.
Amen.
They're going to stop giving God praise. They're going to become unthankful. They're not going to show God no gratitude. They're not going to show God no praise. That's why God is saying, praise me, because you're the only one that can praise me right now, because you know who I am. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many know when you start serving the world, living for the world, that the devil ain't going to let you praise God? He ain't going to let you be thankful. Come on here, somebody. He going to give you every reason in the book not to praise God. Come on here, somebody. And then it says unholy. People no longer will want to live holy for the Lord. I don't know if y'all can hear me tonight.
Amen.
People will no longer believe that holiness is right. They're going to start saying, oh, it don't take all that. I can live any way I want to and still go to heaven. Oh, are y'all still hearing me tonight, child of God? They're going to say, I can do whatever I want and God's still going to take me to heaven. How many know that the devil is a liar?
Hallelujah.
If the Lord said, be ye holy, he said, be holy because I'm holy.
Because I'm holy.
Be holy because I'm in you, and me being in you should make you what? Holy. What I don't understand is how people saying that they got the Holy Ghost and still not want to be holy. I'm still trying to figure that one out.
Come on, preacher.
Because the Holy Ghost should give you a desire to want to live holy. Come on here, somebody. Why is it that you don't want to do what the Holy Ghost wants you to do? Do not the Bible say that our body is the temple?
My God. My God.
Now, we got all kind of respect for God, house, but God said you ain't even there 24 hours of the day. You only there for one day. He said, but the real temple, it's the body I gave you at birth. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now.
But we don't want to reverence our temple that we live in every second, every minute, every hour. Come on here, somebody. I want you to think about something. I want you to really ponder on this and think about it. What if we decided that we want to live holy every second, every minute, every hour? Do you know how much power we would have if we started living holy like that for the Lord? Do you know what kind of things would take place if we just said, Lord, I'm dedicating my body. I'm presenting my body as what? A living sacrifice unto you. I'm going to give you my body, Lord, for you to use for your glory. Come on here, somebody. And whatever you want to do in this body, you can do it. Come on here, somebody. Do you know what kind of hell we could put the devil through just by living holy? We wouldn't have no long conversations with the enemy. All we have to tell him is go, shout that out of his head, and he'll be gone, glory to God, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, hallelujah.
Why? Because he'll say, there's too much power over there with them folks. And I don't know, they done dedicated their body to, I can't even mess with them. I can't get them to drink. I can't get them to smoke. I can't get them to have emotional sexual. I can't get them to do nothing. All they want to do is pray. All they want to do is fast. All they want to do is get in that word. All they want to do is speak God's word all day long. All they want to do is love on each other. All they want to do is be forgiving to each other. All they want to do is encourage each other. I can't even get them to argue or nothing. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
God is saying that's what I'm calling you for.
Lord, hallelujah.
But he said in these perilous times, a lot of people now are unholy. Even the preachers. Lord have mercy. I'm out here now. Even the prophets. That's why they can't tell the people to live holy. That's why they're not encouraging them to live holy. They tell them now, God will forgive you every sin. Amen. You know, God is forgiving, God. And turns out that's true, but Paul said, should we continue in sin that grace may abound, God forbid. In other words, I don't want to continue to do the wrong thing. Because I don't know where God might decide to call me in. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. And then in verse 3 it says, without natural affection. In other words, man is going to lose their natural affection for a woman, and the woman is going to lose her natural affection for a man. And without natural affection can also mean that a person will no longer have no love. See, love is a natural affection. But the Bible says that the love of many will wax what? Cold. Come on here, somebody. Because when we stop doing the word, we open the door for the enemy. Come on here, somebody.
Lord. Come on.
And many of us have taken the mark of the beast, which has caused us to lose our natural affections. Come on, hear something.
Amen.
Lord have mercy. I'm out here now. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Many of you don't realize when you took that vaccine, the vaccine is going to mess with your natural affection. Come on, hear somebody. Because that vaccine goes into your bloodstream, and the spirit is attached to the blood. And so your natural affection will no longer be the same. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
And then the Bible says, truce breakers. Come on here, somebody. They'll make a truce with you, and then turn around and break it. Come on here, somebody. And let me say this while the Lord has me in this vein. If a person can't be faithful to God, how they will be faithful to you? We don't look at that. If you can't be faithful to your God, how are you going to be faithful to a human being? Come on here, somebody. Then the Bible says, false accusers. People that's going to be lying on you. Come on here, somebody. People that just go and accuse you falsely of doing something you ain't even done. Come on here, somebody. That's why the Bible says we're not to bear false witness against our neighbor. False accusers. Because they don't really think, you know, false accusers come to tear your name down. Come on here, somebody. Because they don't want you to have a good name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Are y'all still with me tonight?
Amen. Amen.
You got to watch them false accusers. Amen. Glory to God. Because they be undercover haters. They be undercover haters. Come on here, somebody. And they're not going to be satisfied till they can put some dirt on your name. Come on here, somebody. Wow. And they mad because they don't see you doing nothing. Come on here, somebody. They wouldn't be so mad if they could catch you doing something, but they mad because they don't never catch you doing nothing. So now they got to make up something just so they can put your name in some mess. Come on here, somebody. But tell somebody, say, my name is covered by the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody tonight, say, my name is covered by the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody.
By the Holy Ghost.
So if anybody do try to put any mud on my name, all that mud going to do is come back and splatter back on them. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then it said, in contentment. Come on here, somebody. People trying to argue against your name. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But how many of you know that God is going to stop all that madness? Come on here, somebody.
Yes, he is.
In contentment, too, can mean somebody trying to go to God and falsely accuse you before God. Come on here, somebody. Because you know in the courtroom they say in contempt. Somebody trying to speak out of order against you. Come on here, somebody.
Uh-huh.
And then it says fierce. In other words, they're going to have fire against you. Hallelujah. They're going to come out against you on fire, fierce, not being afraid of nothing, but all the time speaking bad against your name. Come on here, somebody. Give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And some of you are going through this. Despisers of those that are good. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Some of you got haters because you trying to do good, and they hating on you because they don't want to see you do good to nobody else. Come on here, somebody. How many know that you can't let nobody stop you from doing good for somebody else or doing good to somebody else? Come on here, somebody. And then the Bible says traitors. They're going to betray you, traitors. They be on your side one minute and then be on the other side the next. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Let me encourage you with this, child of God. Never trust a person that can say they get along with everybody. I don't know if y'all can hear me tonight.
Amen.
Don't trust a person that say, I get along with everybody. That means that you have to become like a chameleon. You change colors every time you turn around. You are whoever side you with. Come on here, somebody. You ain't got no side. You just like the wind blow. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, say, watch out for them.
Watch out for them.
Because they ain't on no particular side. They on everybody's side. And how many know everybody ain't right?
Come on now.
Hey, let me say that again. How many know everybody ain't right? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Why do you think that the Lord said no man can serve two masters? Come on here, somebody. So we can't get along with everybody. We got to make a choice. Of who we want to be with. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Then he said, heady. Heady means they got a big head. Come on here, somebody. Their head's so blown up because their head is all into them what? Self. Come on here, somebody.
Uh-huh.
The head so big that God can't even get into it. Glory to God. How many of you know that if we want to be with the Lord, we can't be heady? Come on here, somebody. That's why the Bible says for not to think more highly of ourselves than we ought to think. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But be what? Sober-minded. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
A lot of folk is heady right now. They got the big head spirit. Remember in Malcolm X? Remember Rudy? He said, Malcolm said, are you think you in charge? He said, I know I'm in charge. He said, you just a big head nigga. That's who you is. You ain't in charge. Your head that got too swole. And a lot of us, our head that got so swole that God is saying, you need to let some of that air out so I can get in there. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
How many know in this hour it ain't good to have a big head? Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
High-minded. High-minded. Hallelujah. Their mind is far beyond the clouds. Come on here, somebody. And God is saying, your mind too high that I can't even talk to you. I can't even deal with you. Come on here, somebody. How many know that that's how the devil get our mind? He get us high-minded. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Tell somebody, say, don't let the devil play with your mind. Come on here, somebody.
Don't let the devil play with your mind.
Don't you let him make you high-minded, because if you become high-minded, then God is saying, I can't use your mind. Come on here, somebody. That's why the Bible says, let this mind be in you, which is also in who? Christ Jesus. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
How many know that our mind only becomes good when we give it to God? Come on here, somebody.
Uh-huh.
Yes, Lord.
Did God do what? Give us his mind. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
How many know that the reason why some of us is messed up? So we want to give God our mind. We're trying to figure it out ourselves. Come on here, somebody. And the more we try to figure it out, the worse we get. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on. Come on. Come on.
We're trying to serve God in our minds. And how many of you know that the mind was not made to serve God in that capacity? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. The mind was designed to serve what? The world. Come on here, somebody. Why do you think that the devil can always mess with your what? Mind. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And the only way to get him out of your mind is to get the mind of Yahshua. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Say, Lord.
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 Give me your mind, Lord.
Give me your
give
mind.
Give me your mind.
I need a new mind, Lord. Hallelujah. Because the mind I got, Lord, is messed up. The mind that I got is corrupt. I need your mind, oh God, so I can think on your level, so I can worship on your level, so I can praise you on your level. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise for your saved mind tonight. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, somebody bless the Lord for a saved mind. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
I mean, know that didn't nothing change for us until God changed our mind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But it began in the heart. But then as our heart changed, our heart began to talk to our mind and say, you can't think like that no more. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
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 And then it says, love is a pleasure more than love of God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
I know I might lose some folks right here. Glory to God. You know, folks now is more pleasurable with sin now than he is with God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Folks want to party hardy instead of getting in the word, instead of praying, hallelujah, instead of worshiping God, come on here, somebody, instead of winning souls, glory to God, they have more pleasure in the things of the world. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah. It says lovers of pleasure. How many know that the enemy will turn you out through making you a lover of pleasure? Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Amen.
The new thing now is, oh, it feels so good. It feels good. I'm doing it because it feels good. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
I don't care about the consequences. All I care is that the flesh is saying it feels good.
Come on.
So how do we know everything that feels good ain't good? Come on here, somebody.
Come on now.
Yes, Lord.
It may feel good to the flesh for a moment. Because the Bible says sin is pleasurable for what? A moment. Come on here, somebody. It's going to feel good for a minute, but it ain't going to feel good forever. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
But the Bible says that because we in perilous times, people now have become lovers of pleasure. They're ready to give all their time to their sin instead of giving all their time to the Lord that can get them out of their sin. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
They say lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, verse 5 says, having a form of godliness. A form means that you may have the image, but you no longer have the likeness. Come on here, somebody. Oh, I don't know if y'all caught what the Lord just said. Having a form of godliness.
Yes.
They look holy. They look saved.
Mm-hmm.
They look sanctified.
Come on.
But then when they open their mouth, you hear something different come out.
Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, help me, Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. Help him, Lord. Help him.
Why? Because their heart is not where their mouth is. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-mm-mm. Come on.
The Lord say you honor me with your mouth and you praise me with your lips, but your heart, hallelujah.
What's so hard? Come on now.
It falls from me. In other words, you have a form that looks like me, but it's not really me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Come on.
How many of you know it's a lot of wolves in the camp? Come on here, somebody. It's a lot of wolves in the camp, y'all. And every wolf is not getting his true identity. Some of the wolves is just like sheep. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on, preacher. You're telling the truth.
And you ain't going to know that the wolf is a wolf until he starts talking. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on now. Hallelujah.
Because when you look at it, he not going to look like a wolf. He don't look like he was us. But then when he opened his mouth, we don't hear the wolf. Come on here, somebody. Tell him I said, watch out for the wolf. Listen for the wolf. Listen for the wolf sound. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Woo, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Remember Red Riding Hood. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That when the wolf had went over there and ate up grandma, he put on grandma's clothes, glory to God. He looked like grandma, but he didn't sound like grandma. And Red Riding Hood started looking at him closely and said, wait a minute, grandma, you don't look like you usually look. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
The Bible says, Yahshua said, my sheep what? Know my voice. And the voice of the one stranger, they will not follow. Come on here, somebody.
Wow.
When you really belong to God, you don't follow no strange voices. Come on, Yahshua. I don't care how it sounds, God said, if it becomes strange and you recognize it not me, depart from it. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Glory.
I don't know how all these so-called child of God and children of the Most High is getting tricked by the enemy when the Lord said we ain't supposed to follow a strange voice. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He put it in your DNA not to even follow a strange voice. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
A strange voice is a voice that is not bearing witness with what the Lord put inside of you.
Ooh, come on. Wow.
Tell us about the watch out for the wolf.
Watch out for the wolf.
Listen for the wolf, child of God, You're not going to recognize it until he starts speaking. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
How many of you know that that form is going all around the world? Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
Yahshua said it like this. Well, they were telling Yahshua, the Lord, did we cast out devils in your name? Did we lay hands on the sick and do all these powerful miracles in your name? And guess what Yahshua is going to tell us? Depart from me. Let us get away from me. I don't even want you around me. He said, you worker of iniquity. Come on, here, somebody. That word iniquity means hidden sin. It means, yeah, you were doing the work, but you had another agenda in mind while you was working. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Lord, have mercy. Come on now.
Oh, my goodness.
You was doing the work, but you had something else set up on the side. That's why you didn't give me the glory that I needed while you were working. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of you know that if you get hired on a job and they tell you to work on that job and you do something else while they're telling you to work, that's what's going to happen to you on that job. You won't get fired. Come on here, somebody. Because you don't mm-hmm. work on the side that they didn't tell you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you work on iniquity. I never once knew you. You never got in prayer with me to see what I wanted you to do. It was all about what you wanted to do for me. Now, y'all ain't catching. But the Holy Ghost is saying tonight, he's saying, me is just doing the work that they want to do for the Lord and not the work that the Lord has given them to do. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Mm.
He said, I never knew you. And then let's look at verse 5. He said, denying the power thereof. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
They will have the form, but no Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody.
Uh-huh.
They will have the form, but no Holy Spirit. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
And how many know that when you got the form and no Holy Ghost, that you just, you ain't no living epistle, you a dead letter. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
You a dead letter. That means you know the word, but the word don't know you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's why James said, for not just to be hearers of the word, but doers. Come on here, somebody. Because the Bible says if you just be a hearer and not a doer, but you deceive your own self. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You ain't got to worry about the devil tricking you. You tricking yourself. Because I said, don't be a trick.
Uh-oh, don't be a trick.
Because there ain't no treat in it.
Lord, have mercy.
Hallelujah. God ain't telling what the Holy Ghost said. He said, tell him, don't be a trick, because there ain't no treating. Come on here, son.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Lord, you come out tonight, glory to God. He said, from such, turn away. Come on here, somebody. He's saying, run from those who have a form but no power. Don't accept those who have a form but no power. He said, from such, turn away. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God the glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Come on, magnify the name of the Lord right now. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Tell somebody, say, watch out for the wolf.
Watch out for that wolf.
Down the plow, hallelujah. They on the cloud, Rabasando. They call him a howling glory to God. Why? Because they not trying to watch out for the sheep. They leaving the sheep. Come on here, somebody. The pastor telling the people to fend for themselves. It's sad when your leader is scared of a demon. Come on here, somebody. He can't pray a demon off of you, but he can't get delivered. Let me leave this alone. Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
And let me tell you who they're after. They're after the silly women. They can't see that they got a wolf and not a sheep and not a shepherd. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. They don't see that they don't have a shepherd. They got a wolf. And the wolf is looking to get close enough to eat you. Come on here, somebody. Oh, yeah.
Come on. Come on.
Amen. I'm getting ready to wrap it up. Child of God, but tell somebody, say the wolf got bad intentions. Come on here, somebody.
The wolf got bad intentions.
Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to his great name. Glory to his great name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of you feel the power of the Holy Ghost right now? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Time is rounding up. Come on here, somebody. Time is rounding up. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Give your life to the Lord while you can. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
I don't care if you're a young person. Give your life to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
You ain't too young to give your life to the Lord. The Lord want to use you. Give your life to him right now. Hallelujah. Glory
yes,
to God.
Yes, Lord.
The Holy Ghost is real, glory to God. God is real. Come on here, somebody. He's not no toy. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
And he's coming back like he said, glory to God. Why? Because he cannot lie. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Like he said he would. Hallelujah.
He can't lie. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Some things God can't do. One thing God can't do is he can't lie. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Glory. Glory.
Oh, I feel the anointing of God right now. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on in, Elder. Hallelujah. Get some of this glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hey!
Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you today, Lord. We praise you today, Lord. Hallelujah. We magnify you. You worthy. Hallelujah. We are in perilous times, Lord, that you're keeping us, so we're going to praise you. Hallelujah.
Hey,
we
God.
Magnify you. Hallelujah. Glory
yes,
to
Lord.
God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word of God on tonight. Hallelujah. We in the time where we see it every day. They're lovers of themselves. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Mm. Lovers of themselves. Hallelujah. Having a fall. They got to look. Remember, it was a song back in the 80s. You got to look. Yeah, you got to look. Hallelujah. But that's all you got. Praise God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This is the season where God say, I want authenticity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want something authentic. I don't want no copies. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't want no copies. Hallelujah. And I don't want no drones. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want you to praise me from your heart. from your soul, and I want it to be authentic. Don't be copying nobody else.
Ooh.
Hallelujah. Praise God, like the man of God said, that's why they're trying to copy you. Hallelujah. Because they don't have an authentic identity.
Yes, Lord.
When they hear from God, they don't know where to come from. They got to go to YouTube. They got to go watch a sermon on Hallelujah on Jake's. They got to go watch Creflo. They got to go watch Hallelujah Gino. Praise God. Hallelujah. But when you hear from the Lord.
Hey,
you ain't gotta call nobody and say, hey, did you hear from God today? Hey, what'd he tell you? Because I ain't hear nothing today. I'm just gonna go off of what you said. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you have a relationship, he said that's the problem. Don't nobody have a relationship no more. Everybody religious, but you ain't got no relation. Hallelujah. You like a sexless marriage. Hallelujah. Everybody envy you. You look like, hallelujah, y'all are the perfect couple. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But you sleeping upstairs and she sleeping downstairs. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Woo!
Amen. That's what it's like. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Hallelujah. When you ain't got God, when you just got a form, you ain't even experiencing. Hallelujah.
Hey,
you ain't getting the full feeling, hallelujah, praise God, of the Lord, pray, because you don't have a relationship.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Amen. It's too many people believing that they can't get a relationship. Hallelujah. Mm. They believe all the real prophets died in the Bible. Glory to God.
Wow.
Everybody that really heard from God already gone. Hallelujah, praise God. But I'm here to tell you, God is still talking today. We don't have a form.
Come on.
Hallelujah, praise God. If you look at us, you may not see God, but you feel him. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, because we ain't got a form. Hallelujah, praise God.
Yes,
Lord. Watch this. The world has dictated to us what a man of God, what a preacher, a pastor, a minister is supposed to look like. We haven't dictated that to ourselves.
Mm.
They done told you. You don't look like, hallelujah, a preacher. Hallelujah, praise God. You don't look like, hallelujah, a minister. But if you think about it, when I look at these old movies back in the 50s and 60s, everybody had on a suit.
Mm. Wow.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. So who was looking like who? Praise God. Was the man of God looking like the world, or was the world looking like the man of God? Hallelujah.
Mm.
Praise God. Hallelujah. So why I got to wear a suit now? Because you wore a suit then, and you don't even know why you wore the suit then. You only wore the suit. Oh, Lord Jesus, do I got to say that? You only wore the suit because the white man wore the suit.
Hey!
And can I tell the truth about it? That's the only reason why you wore it. Hallelujah, because you wanted to be like him. Hallelujah. That was your only example. Hallelujah, amen. During slavery, and it's been passed down generation to generation. That's why we used to cry and dye hair, because we wanted to be like them. Hallelujah, amen. That's what they preachers look like. That's what they preachers dress like. Hallelujah. So we mimic. Hallelujah. So what do? We brought a form of godliness that was copied, hallelujah, from our slave masters. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Amen. And what does the Bible tell? When we finally learned how to read, the Bible said, be not conformed by the images of this world, or to the images of this world. Either way, hallelujah, the way the world wants you to look, he said, don't be conformed to that.
Mm-hmm.
How the world think it should be. Don't be conformed to that. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. It's time to change your mind about what you think. But Lord have mercy. It's time to release yourself from people.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I hate to admit it, but deep down somewhere, we still worry about what the other preacher's going to say.
Mm.
Hallelujah. What the other people of God going to say? Well, what the church going to say? Hallelujah. The Lord say, don't worry about what they're going to say. They saying something anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And you ain't even, Lord have mercy. Glory to God.
Mm.
Praise God. You ain't even jumped out there like I told you to jump out there yet. And they already talking. Glory to God.
Wow, wow.
So you need to go and jump, glory to God, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. You only need one person on your side, the Lord saying, that's me. Hallelujah, praise
yes,
God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus ain't had a, Lord have mercy. Wasn't nobody on his side.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know who I'm talking to, but the Lord say this is the season for you to get your mind right. Quit expecting these people to like you. Watch this. They ain't got to like you, but they're going to respect you. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. The Sadducees and Pharisees didn't like Jesus, but they had to send somebody. See, I done heard people preach wrong. Hallelujah. They said he came by night because he wanted to learn secrets by himself. When he came to Jesus, he said, we know that you were sent by God. So he didn't come on his own accord.
Amen.
They sent him. Hallelujah. Praise God. I need you to go talk to him. Maybe to join. I don't know why they sent him, because Jesus ain't give him a chance. He started preaching to him before he had a chance to say anything. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. See, if you ain't on their side, they're going to go against you. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They're going to ask you all kind of questions, hallelujah, but you're going to have to handle it like Jesus. Well, who faces on the money? Well, give the government what they owe and give God what he's owed. Praise God. I'm just going to upset everybody. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's what God is sending you to do. What did he tell Jeremiah? I'm sending you to kings. Hallelujah, amen. I'm sending you to president. I'm sending you to governors. Hallelujah. I'm sending you to people in position. And I want you to, amen, have the guts. Hallelujah, mm-hmm. Praise God, to tell these people to their face what I told you to tell them.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. He said, it's the season I'm looking for Nathaniels. Nathans, praise God. I'm sorry, Nathans. Hallelujah. Guts enough to go tell the king you was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You can kill me if you want to, but you was wrong. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Praise God. God say you need to get your stuff together. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got to remember, I don't care. Lord, okay, I hear you, Lord. The Lord say, we got to remember, I don't care what their earthly title is. Your position is higher than theirs. Oh, my God. Y'all didn't hear me. Glory to God. I don't care what they put, their earthly title, your position, I'm talking about pastor, bishop, apostle, hallelujah, supersonic, psychic, prophet, hallelujah, praise God. I'm talking about king, queen, hallelujah, president, hallelujah, emperor, hallelujah, commander, chief, all that. He said, you above all that. I have set you above all that. Hallelujah. Before I formed you, the way I formed you in your mother's womb, I already knew what I wanted you to do. Glory to God.
Wow.
It's already been written. Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise
Lord.
God. I wrote it.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Praise God. It's been written. And it shall come to pass. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Your gift's going to put you before great men. They're going to be wanting to talk. Watch this. Don't get caught up in the hype. Hallelujah. And I'm going to move past it. I'm going to move on and we're going to close. But the Lord say, don't get caught up in the hype. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. It's the reason why the Lord is telling us this, because he's getting ready to take us places and people are going to be trying to gas us up. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. It's a reason why you've been learning, amen, to read your contracts and read something before you sign it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Because, amen, you've been to get put in a position, amen, where you're going to be asked to sign some papers. Glory to God. Sign some contracts. Glory to God.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And before you sign the wrong thing, the Lord say, amen, it's coming, amen, be ready. Hallelujah, amen. Don't sell out. Don't fall for their leaven. Don't let them gas you up. Hallelujah, praise God. You see, when he came to Jesus, by night, He came, and he first thing he said, we know you was sent by, if you ain't trying to gas me up, what they going to say to all the rappers? Man, you the best rapper I done heard since Biggie. Hallelujah, praise God. Man, you the best looking actress I've seen since Denzel. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. But remember, these are the people the apostle is talking about tonight, the people with a form of godliness. Mm-hmm. Praise God. And they amazed when they really see God. Oh, Lord. That, I know that trouble. That statement right there going to get me in trouble. But when they see you, they see God.
Wow.
And they amazed because they got a form of what God is, and they see you and see, oh, Lord, I don't care what you got on or what you doing at the time when they see you. Remember when Jesus got off the boat, the man ran up to Jesus, hallelujah, and started worshiping the demon in him, started worshiping him. They see God in you. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Praise God on tonight. I'm going to leave it alone. We thank God tonight, amen. Praise God for the man of God bringing forth the word. Watch out for these wolves in sheep's clothing. They everywhere. Hallelujah. Praise God. They are everywhere. They itching to eat you up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What big teeth you have. Hallelujah. To eat you up with. Hallelujah. Praise God. You see them, but you just try. You know you blinded by the suit. Hallelujah. You blinded by that long skirt. You blinded by the way they're talking. Well, it's a blessing to see you. Hallelujah. Sister, when you passed him and he said, praise the Lord, he wasn't saying praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, I'm going to leave that alone. Praise God. Hallelujah. Watch out for these wolves. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for the word of God on tonight. We are in that time. Praise God. It's time to turn up. Hallelujah. It's time to turn up, praise God, hallelujah. Amen, we are in the last days. Glory to God, we've been saying for a last time, for a long time, but if you've been listening to this line, hallelujah, this gospel ain't your grandmother's gospel. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, we got some more details about, amen, what's going on, some more insight. Hallelujah, amen, we done dove deep into this word, glory to God. Deep to get a revelation from God, hallelujah. Amen. And the Lord said through the apostle that it is time to turn up.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's pray for the man of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you on tonight. We thank you for the man of God. Hallelujah. We thank you for everything you've done. Hallelujah. In his life, Lord. Replenish him tonight. Hallelujah. The virtue.
Yes.
That he has poured out onto your people on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you in advance, Lord, for making all of his crooked paths straight. Hallelujah. Yes. Lord, we thank you in advance for making ways out of no ways for him tonight. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for favor. Hallelujah, yes. Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Mm. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for favor in his life on tonight, Lord. Mm. Hallelujah. And we praise you. We magnify you in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And amen. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. We thank God. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Shout out to Sister Jackie watching us on Facebook Live. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God tonight. Amen. Shout out to Mama Showtime out there on, TikTok. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. We just thank God tonight. God is good. Hallelujah, amen. God is good, and he's telling us this is our time, glory to God. Hallelujah, praise God. This is your time, hallelujah. I got you. Hallelujah, that's what he said, I got you. Get out there and do it. Hallelujah. Praise God, that's all you got to do is just do it. Like Michael Jordan say, just do it. Nike, that was Nike, just do it, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's time to step out on faith on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for the man of God bringing forth that word. Hallelujah. It's time for us to turn up. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is bringing his wrath. Hallelujah. Amen. But through his wrath, he going to bless us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ain't you? Don't
Amen.
You thank God you got the blood of the Lamb over your life? Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you ain't got the blood over your life, you better get it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Don't worry. You worried about, you trying to get a gun. You trying to buy toilet paper and what? Before you get that, I'm not saying you don't need it. Hallelujah. To each his own. Do what you do. But before you do all that physical stuff, getting prepared, hallelujah, get your spirit prepared and get that blood over your life. Accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Allow Yahshua into your life. Praise God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we just thank God on tonight. Amen. For the man of God bringing forth the word on tonight. If you're out there and you want to, hallelujah, sow a seed into the man of God or into the ministry. Hallelujah. Amen. Your information is on the bottom of your screen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I got to change one of those numbers. Amen. But if you contact the 817 number, I will give you, amen, the other number. Amen. To the Holy Apostle. Amen. That number on your screen is incorrect. I'm sorry. I need to change it. But I will give you the number to the Apostle. Praise God. If you want to get in touch with him, to sow a seed. Those of you that are on the line, praise
yeah.
God. Hallelujah. Amen. You already know how to sow your seed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But those of you online, praise God, you can just follow the information on your screen on YouTube, Facebook, TikTok. We just thank God for all of y'all. Hallelujah. I think even we putting one on Instagram. Hallelujah. Amen. We getting the word out there. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So we just thank God for everything God is doing. Hallelujah. Amen. We will be back on tomorrow night. Hallelujah. With another word. Hallelujah. From the Lord. Hallelujah, amen. So make sure y'all tune in. Hallelujah, same time, amen, at 7 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock Central, 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, more than an hour of power. Look at your clock. We done gave you more, hallelujah, than an hour of power. Praise God, amen. And I guarantee you it's better than any movie you've been to, and you ain't had to pay no admission. Praise God, amen. The only thing you had to pay for was the popcorn and your drinks. Glory to God, hallelujah, amen. But the admission was free, and you got a good word on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank the man of God for delivering that dynamic word on tonight. Once again, to get in contact with the ministry, all that information is in the information bar on your screens. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to turn it back over into the hands of the man of God at this time, and he's going to go ahead and give his final announcements. Oh, I forgot. Hallelujah. Morning glory. Praise God.
Yes.
Every morning, amen, at 6 o'clock Pacific time. Hallelujah. 8 o'clock Central time, amen, and 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Morning glory. I'll put that number in the, I'll update all the information later. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So that you can be a part of morning glory. Also, bless the name of the Lord. The Lord is doing big things in the ministry. Praise God. We want you to wake up with the Lord and go to bed with it. Hallelujah. Praise God. And take it throughout your day. Praise God. Hallelujah. We might have a midday service coming soon. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Just be ready to keep God through with you throughout the entire day. Praise God. Hallelujah. How else are we going to feast on the word of God? Hallelujah. We thank God on tonight. I'm going to turn it back over into the hands of the man of God at this time, and he can give his final announcement and benediction. It's back in your hands, man of God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Praise God on tonight. Amen. I got to say, amen. Morning glory will be to where God has strengthened us for our day. Amen. That's us giving God the first fruit of our morning. Giving God the first fruit says that God, you are first in everything. Hallelujah. And God is going to meet us in morning glory. Amen. And that's where we can get the energy. You know, breakfast is the first meal of the morning. And that first meal of the morning is the most important meal of the day. And seeking God early in the morning is like having breakfast spiritually with Daddy and allowing him to feed us so we have energy all for that day. Amen. Amen. I hope you were blessed on tonight. Amen. Are there any questions? Amen. Before going to prayer. Anybody got anything they want to say, a word of encouragement or anything before we go into prayer? And by all means, like the man of God was saying, obey God in your giving to support what God is doing in this hour. Great things. God is blessing us to do some great things for him. Amen. And so,
amen. Sister Jackie on Facebook says, thank you, Lord, for the powerful and anointed word. God bless you both. And she sends the first lady's love.
Amen. 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 You let her know that we love her. Amen. And to stay encouraged in the Lord. Amen. God is doing great things. Thank God. Amen. On tonight. Amen. Father God, I want to encourage everyone. We need to get in a hurry. Whatever you got in mind to do for God, do it now. I don't know how many of you can hear me.
Amen.
Whatever you got planned to do for God, do it now. And do it with your whole heart. Amen. Go, like they would say in the world, go whole hog. Or nothing at all. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Time is winding up. The Bible says that we shall be changed in a moment. In the twinkling of a... Do you know how fast that is? In a moment.
In a moment. Glory to God.
In the twinkle of an eye. We're going to be changed. And we're going to meet him in the air. Come on here, somebody.
Glory. Hallelujah.
We need to be preparing because he's coming. I know we didn't heard it and heard it and heard it. Oh, yeah, they were saying that before. He didn't show up. Let me tell you, I don't just speak. I speak what he tell me. If Daddy say he's soon to come, you better be preparing yourself. Because the Bible says every eye is going to see him. Come on here, somebody. And so he's been telling me that he's soon to come. And for us to get ready for his coming. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God on tonight. We bless God in everyone. Amen. Father, we thank you. We give you praise for what our ears have heard, what our spiritual ears have heard, what our spiritual eyes have seen, what our spiritual heart now understands. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise on tonight. Thank you that you let us know that we're in dangerous time, we're in perilous time. Thank you, Lord, for letting us know what kind of people are in the world today. Thank you, Lord, that you're telling us to watch out for the form that has no power. Come on here, somebody. Thank you, Lord, that you are telling us, God, from such turn away from, glory to God. Don't even accept them or allow them in our midst, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you. We give you the praise, God, for what you're getting ready to do in our life. Not only for what you're getting ready to do, thank you for what you are doing even right now, God. Thank you for this Holy Ghost connection. between the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship and the Anointed Truth. We give you praise. This all you, God, because only you can do this. And we give you all the glory and all the praise. Continue to bless my brother and his wife. And we thank you for what you have in store. Bless all of the fellowship, Lord. Bless every member. Help us to be obedient to everything you tell us to do. Lord, let us be obedient, because that's how we show our love to you. We thank you. And we give you praise. Thank you that the enemy is already a defeated foe, God. We already declare victory. Thank you that he is already defeated. We give him no power, because he only has the power that we give him. So, devil, we give you no power here. You are powerless here. Your power does not work here, because no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
And we give you the praise. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen.
Come on, bless, Lord.
And amen. Hallelujah. Somebody clap those hands and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Turn into the hands of my dear, dear brother.
Amen.
From another mother. Hallelujah.
Amen. We bless God on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah for the word that went forth. And we thank God for everybody. Hallelujah that called in and everybody that tuned in on tonight.
Line muted.
You are blessed with the word from God. And on behalf of the Apostle and First Lady Courier, on behalf of First Lady Aisha and myself, we love each and every last one of y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Y'all go with God and do not forget, don't forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God, and we'll see y'all next time on more than an hour.
Stop flying in the build. Yeah. We in the build, yeah.
We got London
Lift
on the track.
When I was younger, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
I used to chase after money. I wanted the finer things. I was a trooper 98 with two watches and two chains. I was a hot boy and a fly guy, and it wasn't no limit. I was putting in hours, I was punching that clock, I was trying to get it. Everything y'all say on the track, I really done lived it. You singing something, you not. You rappers be tripping. I was seeking the wrong thing. Mr. Rapper Man was all about that cash. But he told me seeking first and all these other things that he soon will add. But I was moving too fast. I should've took it slow. Me and Bird was doing show after show. We was trying to blow, asking God to open the door. But he kept telling me no. I didn't know that it was a bigger purpose he was saving me for.
When I was younger, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. When I was younger, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. He's the only way.
I can't deny it, I admit it. His Holy Spirit keep me at the altar on bending knees, repenting. This light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. I got no choice but to let it. No longer chasing that money, I'm stacking my riches up in heaven. I used to want the platinum plaques. I wanted y'all to know my name. House in the hills, Bentley coupe. Rock and roll hall of fame. Not all I want is my name. In the Lamb's book of life. Don't care if y'all know my name or not, cause y'all didn't pay that price. See, he gave his life so I could be with him up in paradise. I was a pile of dirt till he blew in me the breath of life. I gotta die to myself on a daily basis in all cases, and he the only way I'm gonna make it. and I might as well face it. When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to
Jesus.
He's the only way. When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my
way.
But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to
Jesus.
He's the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it my
way.
But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to
Jesus.
He's the only way. When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it my
way.
But life was like a game that I didn't know
how to play.
Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to
Jesus.
He's the only way.
Hey.